Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Hey, it's Matt Leon, and it's time for another year of college football previews. Over the next couple of weeks, I'll be talking to local coaches about their hopes for the 2025 season. Now, these previews brought to you by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Up first, the Temple Owls. Now, Temple coming off a 3-9 2024 season. They were 2-6 in the American Athletic Conference, but a new coach this year for the Owls, and he is a very familiar face to local fans. C. Keeler now leading the program. He spent the last 11 years enjoying a ton of success at Sam Houston down in Texas. But prior to that, he spent 11 years leading his alma mater, the University of Delaware. He led the Blue Hens to the 2003 FCS National Championship. And prior to that, he enjoyed a dominant run as the head coach at Division III Rowan University. Had the chance to talk with Keeler this week about coming to Temple and what he has seen out of his team so far. Why was Temple the right job at the right time for you?
Well, a couple things. First of all, I've seen Temple from a unique lens. You know, I saw it as a player playing against Temple. And, you know, I played on some great Delaware teams. They're 32-7 in my 3 years, you know, playing varsity football. And two of those losses were to Temple. And that first loss we had to Temple in 1978 was brutal. I mean, it was one of those where you sat in the locker room and you remembered that feeling because you just got embarrassed. And then the next year, 1979, that Delaware team went 13-1 and won a national championship. Our loss was the Temple. So I've seen, you know, up close and personal Temple football and that Temple tough. And then if you just look at the history, and I was, you know, I love to tell recruits this because they don't understand, like, you know, the great history that was once here. We have 198 former NFL players, 81 draft choices. 4 first-round picks. Deion Dawkins is probably the best tackle in the NFL. We had a Heisman Trophy runner-up. And then you talk about, you know, it was only 10 years ago that we're beating Penn State in front of a sold-out crowd at the Link. And then nationally ranked Temple and nationally ranked Notre Dame colliding, and we lose a close one on game day. So, you know, I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. Greatness has been at Temple. I need to get that greatness back.
So now let's talk about the group coming into camp. What was your biggest question, and have you started to get the answers you want there?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of this whole process has been like, you know, earning each other's trust and them getting to know us. And my thesis on coaching is if this is strictly a business proposition, you're not nearly going to get out of, you know, the experience what you could have. But if this is like we're in this thing together, and there's a trust built. It's amazing the kind of things you can do. And so that's what a lot of this has been. It's been building trust with these players. The neat thing, you know, Matt, is that when I got here, I interviewed every player in my office. 4.5 days it took me. And what I found was couple things. One was they loved going to Temple. The second thing was a lot of those guys made a pact that they weren't leaving. They were staying. You know, the transfer portal, that's running someone else. We're staying and getting this fixed. And so I walked into a situation where there's a lot of guys that were, they wanted to get this fixed. And there's some guys in that building, I had a challenge and just say, hey, listen, there's things that you're doing in your life, that's not going to fit in with us. So if you want to be part of this, you need to do things the way I'm asking you to do. And guys have responded. And so, I think I walked into a situation where there hasn't been success in some time, but I think we can get it back. And I think a lot of that, you know, enthusiasm and promise comes from the fact that, like, in our first recruiting opportunity, we did a really good job in the portal, really focused mainly, you know, more like after spring was over because we didn't have a recruiting department together yet. And then if you look at our high school class, right now we're ranked second in the American, which the American's great football. We're ranked third in all of G5 or G6, I guess it is now. And you know, that's including, I think, UNLV is in front of us, South Florida, and then us. And we're 75th in the country in front of Auburn and Virginia Tech. So we have gotten players on this campus, players in this town, from this region, because that's our main recruiting hub. And we've gotten a lot of really good players committed. And so I feel really good that, you know, we can get this thing going sooner rather than later.
We will continue our preview of the Temple Owls in just a moment, but right now I want to remind you that this podcast is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Summer is here, and that means it's time to bring the heat in a new Honda. Head out on an unforgettable adventure or take a sporty sedan for a spin, all while driving with confidence. Check out the Civic, Accord, or HRV during the Honda Summer Event. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. And now let's get back to our look at the 2025 Temple Owls and my conversation with head coach KC Keeler. Right now, what would you say the strengths are of the group from a position standpoint, from an X and O standpoint?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think we have two quarterbacks that can play, and that's always nice to have two quarterbacks that can play. Evan Simon has really elevated his level of play. And I think a lot of that's because Giovanni McCoy has come in here and done a great job too. So we got two quarterbacks that can play. I have a really good running back room. Brought in a running back. Duck was a running back for us at Sam Houston. Only player I brought with me. And then Terez Worthy was here and was coming off some injuries. But boy, he's super dynamic. So I really like that running back room. We're probably like four or five deep there. Defensive line's impressive. There's some really, and typically when you go into a situation where you haven't had success, you typically don't have a great defensive line. And we have some really talented players in the defensive line. And the position that is the most improved, and maybe the most improved I've ever seen in my entire 32-year career as a head coach during, you know, like a 5-6 month period, is our offensive line. Our offensive line has improved dramatically. Al Johnson's our O-line coach, 38th overall pick by the Cowboys, played at Wisconsin, 9 years in the league. He's done a phenomenal job. And so, yeah, you know, I think our special teams are through the roof, kicker, snapper, holder, punter. So, yeah, I think we have certain parts of our team can compete with the top three in this league. It's just the rest of the team. You know, have we gotten the whole team up to the top three in the league? No, we're not there talent-wise yet, but there's enough good pieces of the puzzle that we should be able to compete in every game we go into.
You mentioned both quarterbacks performing well. Is the plan for both of them to be parked? Would you like one guy to be the guy? How are you approaching it?
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of those things where you always want to have someone who's the guy. But I think if you predetermine that, I think you put yourself in harm's way. And so right now, like, I couldn't tell you who was going to be our starter. That's how close the competition has been. And it's been here and then here and then here, then here and then here. So it's been really interesting watching those two guys compete. And they've made each other better. And I told this, you know, story to the team the first day it's of OTAs. So now in the summertime, you actually can work with your players. And so, like, they're unofficial practices that are practices. And I look out, and Evan Simon, who's our returner from the year before, he's showing Giovanni McCoy, our new Oregon State transfer, some footwork, like how to run this play the right way. And I'm thinking, like, here's a guy helping his competition compete because he just wants to win himself. And I think that's so powerful when you have a quarterback who is that driven as a athlete to win, that he'll put his own personal, you know, stuff aside. And I remember bringing the team up and saying, listen, like, let me tell you something I observed. I'm watching our quarterback, you know, who's returning, helping the new guy who's trying to beat him out with some footwork stuff. Because he knows if Giovanni gets better, it's going to make him better. And so I think I have some good leaders here that can help us guide us through this first year.
My final question, I think as we're recording this, you're 10 days away from the opener against UMass. How much in this situation where you're putting your stuff in, you know, you talk about building the trust with the group, you will obviously game plan for UMass, but how much is the first game more about you? And I don't mean you, Coach Keeler. I mean Temple, about doing things how you guys need to do them to succeed, regardless of who the opponent is.
That's the mystery. And Tubby Raymond, my head coach, would always say, you can't simulate a football game. It's just impossible. And so that's going to be the interesting thing. I mean, that sideline, when we make a mistake or we have a positive play and, you know, all those kind of things. So that's kind of what, from the day, first day I got here, we've been trying to build is build this trust, build this attitude that we're going to fight through everything, build that attitude that we're going to play to the last second is on that clock, and then we'll figure out who won or lost. You know, so that's where all those things, your thesis in terms of how we're doing things, that's where it all comes together that first game. And you kind of figure out how close you are to being where you want to be or how far away you are from being where you want to be. But there's a lot of mystery going into that first game, and there's no question there's going to be some mystery going into this first one with us.
And that will do it for this college football preview, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Want to thank Temple University head coach KC Keeler for taking the time to chat. Temple's season opener, August 30th, on the road at UMass. It's a 3:30 kickoff. We will have more previews coming your way soon. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.